Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
We welcome in right now, courtesy of Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North, the Hall of Famer, Sidney Moncrief. Sidney, appreciate the time as always tonight. The effort from your MVP, Giannis Antetokounmpo, is just something to be held. It's amazing to watch.
Yes, if you watch the way he plays the game, not only Giannis, all the Bucks players, because it really takes a full team to generate the energy to generate effort for from your best player. Because if you're playing hard and your teammates are not, then you take your level naturally down a little bit. But Giannis sets the pace, and then his teammates continues to pick up the pace. And when you watch how they chase loose balls, how they play to the end of the ball game, Philadelphia had a player with 6 seconds. He's walking off the court. The Bucks have the basketball. I'm like, they could throw it to someone for a layup.
Yep.
They had given up on the ball game, where Giannis just played to the end, as did all the Bucks players. They played extremely hard tonight, and that's how they play. That's not anything unusual. That's
right.
How they play the game of basketball.
No, that's not a made for national television special. They're not doing this just because they lost to the 76ers team. I think that they had a little bit extra in the tank tonight. But you're right. The defensive intensity that you see out of the Bucks when the ball gets into the lane, you just don't see teams crash the boards and close down and double harder and with more intensity than the Bucks do.
Every time Philadelphia took the basketball to the bucket or in the paint, the Bucks had at least two or three players contesting the shot or contesting the basketball, reaching, grabbing, making sure that no one got an easy basket, whereas the Bucks were able to get in the paint with a little less resistance. I will give Philly some credit when they matched up big against Giannis, which is how you have to match up against Giannis. He was still able to get into the paint, but they boxed him up pretty well and prevented him from having easy shots. But tonight we also saw Giannis take a three-point shot, make a three-point shot, make a pull-up jump shot, make a rebound dunk shot, make a dunk shot. Every shot you could make, he made a up and under shot. Every offensive shot that you could make, he made tonight, which is pretty amazing.
It was so incredible to watch, and I mean, it really is every single time you get to watch this guy play basketball. But Sidney Moncrief joining us here, Hall of Famer on the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show. Sidney, when you see the different level of intensity like that, it's an 11-point game towards the end of the ball game, and Giannis is chasing down Ben Simmons when he has an easy layup and not allowing an easy bucket at the end of the game. You just don't see that out of MVPs across the league, and I think you've played in this market, you've been in this city as a coach and as a player. There's a different connection. I've always thought this, as somebody that grew up in the area, there's a different connection between the player, the teams, and the fans here in this market. It's very blue collar, it's very hard working, and this team really feels like it embodies the city.
It really does, and I'm going to disagree with you, Bill, on one thing. Most MVP players, superstars, will chase the ball down with an 11-point lead. That was not anything unusual. But Giannis seems to just play at that high level the entire game, and he sets the tone for the rest of his teammates, and the teammates set the tone for him. And it was very beautiful watching them contesting Tobias Harris, went to the lane, was not a lot of time left in the ball game. He went up to shoot the basketball, and at least two players tried to block his shot, including Giannis. And to me, that separates this team. It was a close game between 9 minutes left and 6 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Middleton makes the three, is fouled. Giannis makes the three, Bledsoe makes the three but turns into a two. Your three best players made plays when the game got tight. They did not have to rely on just one player. And that's going to be the key, I think, going into the playoffs, where the other guys step up when the game gets tight.
Talking with Sidney Moncrief here, Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show. If you're leaving Fiserv form, it's 414-799-1250 if you want to get in line right now. Sidney, when you talk about Chris Middleton and Eric Bledsoe, especially to be able to win a championship, those two guys are going to be so important for this team down the stretch. In a game like tonight where it definitely had a playoff preview feel, and we know that these two teams were early on in the preseason projected to go up against each other, Eric Bledsoe in particular, there have been conversations and talks that he needs to be performing better in the playoffs. As a player, how do you block that out and continue to go night in and night out, even in a game like tonight that it was definitely hyped up around you?
Yeah, I think with Eric, he just needs to play like he played tonight. He scores 14 points. He gets 8 rebounds. Milton has 7 rebounds. Anytime your three best players can get a total of over 30 rebounds, then you're going to be in good shape. He's a good enough player to make plays in the playoffs. I think with Giannis at this higher level, is going to occupy more of the other opponent's space and mindset, where he should have some opportunities, and he's capable of scoring. If he can score between 14 and 20 points in the playoffs consistently, keep his turnovers down, and get those 8-7 rebounds per game with some assists, defensively, he's doing a great job. People are overlooking what he's doing on the defensive end.
For sure.
But if he could just keep his offense pretty consistent, he doesn't have to score 30 points or 25 points in the playoffs. Just stay steady and stay consistent.
And play within yourself. And the defensive side of it, Eric Bledsoe is a tremendous defender, and then they're able to funnel guys in. We know what Giannis can do blocking shots, but Brooke Lopez has been a wonder blocking shots all year long. Best in the Eastern Conference. He was good again at it tonight.
I just don't know how you can – I don't know how do you attack the paint against the Bucks? I just don't – because Lopez, he's long, he can block shots, he's intelligent, he knows how to position his body. And then you have Giannis with length, intelligence, athleticism. They're going to be hard to penetrate against in the playoffs as we're seeing them in the regular season. They're going to be a very difficult team to get into the paint against.
Nope.
And they're also defending the three-point shot. So I just don't see, you know, I'm looking at the schedule moving forward. You can't count wins. You can't count losses. You just don't know. But when you look at their schedule, the remaining games, you have Toronto, maybe three more games against Toronto, I think.
Mm-hmm.
The Lakers, you have two or three elite teams you're playing against the rest of the year after All-Star break. And that's it. All the other teams are way, way below 500. So I think the Bucks will keep the intensity. They will keep playing at a high level. They're going to be well positioned going into the playoffs.
Sidney Moncrief talking Bucks basketball after an 11-point win against the Philadelphia 76ers on TNT. 36-20. Sidney, I used to play a lot of video games when I was a little bit younger, and I didn't even put up numbers like that. How do you do that in an NBA game playing 35 minutes?
Well, first of all, he's long. People forget he's a 7-footer. But 20 rebounds is still difficult to get. But he has length. He's a very tall, athletic player. And anything that comes off the glass, I know this, he owns it. He claims it. He's aggressive. He goes after the basketball every time on the defensive glass. And when you hold a team to 37% shooting, guess what you're going to have a lot of? A lot of rebounds.
Yep.
They're missing shots. And he was able to be in the right position because he worked very hard at it.
The last four games, Giannis has led the team in scoring and led the team in rebounds, and he's averaged over 30 a night in all of those games, averaging over 30 points a night here in 2019-2020. He's a captain of the All-Star game. Sidney, you played in a couple of those. What's that moment like for a player?
After the first All-Star game, it's nothing. I'm the wrong person to ask. I did not like All-Star games. Don't ask me that question. I thought it was the biggest waste of my weekend ever. The first time was exciting. You're hyped up. But after that, you're sort of on cruise control. So, Bill, I'm not the right person to ask.
No, you're the smart. You're the smartest person to ask. Because Sydney, you wanted to get a couple of days off and get some legs, get some rest on your legs.
Hey, I guarantee you, I was playing more than 36 minutes a game, so I needed my rest. I needed my legs to be fresh, and the All-Star game was not part of my plan to be a great player. But you know, when you make them like that, Giannis is the face of the NBA right now.
Mm-hmm. He was able
to face of the NBA.
He picked tonight against LeBron James, and it was always fun to watch those two on television together. As somebody that grew up loving to watch LeBron James, and now I get to see Giannis in my own city, you see the paths cross, and hopefully we get to see them cross in the NBA Finals with the Lakers and Bucks. Sydney, I got one final thing for you. When you just touched on playing a lot more than 35 minutes a game, how impressive to you as somebody that played a ton of minutes, and you guys had to battle in that conference all the time with the two teams that you went up against, Philadelphia, Boston, was always keeping the win totals high. How impressive is what they've done without playing the load of minutes on the starters?
It's very impressive, and that's because they have good talent, great coaching staff, the game plans are always solid, and when you win by an average of 12 points per ball game, 12.4, best in the history of basketball right now, then you're going to have a number of games where you can just cruise and not play as many. You don't cruise while you're playing, of course, but you can just sit on the bench and watch your teammates play. They want to stay in that position the rest of the year so they're very fresh in the playoffs, but you don't want to rest too much. You want to have mm-hmm. that edge going into the playoffs.
Is that a difficult thing for a player to kind of monitor, or is that solely just on the coaching staff to take notice of?
That's on the coaching staff. I don't think this team is going to have that issue. The coaching staff understands the distribution of minutes and how important it is to be sharp during the playoffs. Sometimes the games come a lot quicker in the playoffs, depending on who your opponent might be, and the coaches understand that. They will monitor minutes, but they will make sure that players don't shut down mentally and emotionally because they're not playing enough minutes.
Our conversation with Sydney Moncrief, the Hall of Famer, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. Check out their new and certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz vehicles off I-43 North at Silver Spring Drive. Sydney, for this team at this particular moment, they do not make any moves at the trade deadline. We had a couple of conversations about it, and I knew that you were going to be happy when it found out that the Bucks stood pat. And a lot of teams around the Eastern Conference did as well.
I was very happy, but I was thinking the other day, Bill, that had John made a move, I would have felt confident it was the right move. So I think with this organization, you don't really have to worry about them making a lot of bad moves that's going to hurt the chemistry or the flow of this team. I was confident. Had he made a move, I would have been okay with it because it would have been one that would have helped the team.
Ultimately, he has not made many moves that have hurt this team. And the thing that I really like about it and appreciate, Sydney, is when he's made a mistake, he's admitted to it and then went and changed it. And sometimes it can be hard-headed in that front office every once in a while when it's one of your guys.
Well, you're human. You're dealing with human beings as players. Sometimes you're going to see a guy that you think fits your team and they don't. And that's how long has the NBA been going on? For how many years? I've seen it all my 11 years. You're going to make mistakes, but you hope to make better moves. You hope to make more good moves than bad moves. I bet his percentage is way, way up there, 60, 70, 80, maybe 90% of his deals are good, solid deals.
He's the reigning executive of the year. He's got the reigning MVP and the reigning coach of the year, and arguably you can say all of them are having better years than they did last year. Sydney, appreciate the time tonight. We'll talk on Monday Bucks and Kings.
Okay, I'll talk to you later, Bill.
Thank you. Thanks. That's Sydney Moncrief, the Hall of Famer, joining us tonight, as always, on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, courtesy of Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.